Yo, it's effective immediately. I'm DJ Head.
And it's your favorite homegirl, Gina Views.
We got a special guest in the studio all the way from the East Coast. His name is Ben Riley.
Ben Riley. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank y'all for
having
me. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Welcome to the show.
How you feel about the weather out here?
I love the weather out here. I love the weather.
Well, because y'all got some shit going on at home.
Yeah, yeah. It's cold. We just came from Boston, and it was like, the snow was like this high. It's crazy.
You don't have no problem with that?
Nah.
Being in that kind of weather?
Nah, I'm a winter baby. Like, I love the cold.
I'm a Capricorn, too, but.
Word?
Well, I'm a real one. Aren't you in December?
Yeah, I'm a real one.
You know his birthday?
No, I don't know his. I know he's a December, because I remember I saw you talk to Rob. Rob Markman, that's my bro, but.
Yeah, yeah.
I know you was a December Capricorn.
Yeah.
Y'all niggas not really, like, officially.
Nah,
I'm just, like, y'all a diet. No disrespect.
We're like the diet. Y'all a diet Capricorn.
Nah.
Like, y'all like the Timu Capricorn.
Timu? That's crazy. Timu is crazy. Capricorn disrespect is wild.
Cap
we supposed
off.
To be on the same side. Cap knockoff is crazy.
Cap knockoff.
Nah. We the real deal.
What I say is, typically, it's like, you're the acetaminophen over-the-counter Capricorns.
Okay.
Like, I'm the Tylenol, and you be like,
Slow it down. He just dissed you.
No, I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to lie, man. Hold on. That's crazy. When your birthday?
January 12th.
You not even that far. You damn near an Aquarius.
That's not true.
You close enough, nigga. Can I curse?
You can say whatever you want to say. That's not true. But I'm just saying, welcome to the show.
When's your birthday?
December 26th, day after Christmas.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
How was those holidays?
It kind of sucked.
Kind of dry.
Yeah, I go front. Like, when I do shit for my birthday, people be out of town.
People be,
you know, with their family and shit. So, like, I be having to do shit, like, after New Year's.
So, growing up, did you get Christmas gifts and birthday gifts, or were they all?
Yeah, I mean, it's same day.
Hybrid.
Virtually. It's virtually the same day.
So, they just split them up?
Yeah, so.
Was you opening gifts for 3 days? You know, as kids, you could open up that one gift on Christmas Eve.
Yeah. I was doing that. But, like, I ain't really. Yeah, it's whatever.
I think it's selfish of a baby to come to death.
I was supposed to be born on Christmas, but it ain't work out that way. Kwanzaa.
So you were late? Like, your due date was Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
But you was like, fuck that, I'm stalling.
Yeah, I want my own day. So,
on your own birthday.
Yeah, exactly.
You just did this cipher,
mm-hmm.
and I'm watching your body language.
What's wrong with my body language?
Like, the way you, like, turned around and you was talking directly to niggas.
Word. Okay.
Was that intentional?
You try to start something?
No, I could, though. No, I could.
That's funny. But, nah. it's part of the performance. You know, you want to interact with the people around you. Mm-hmm. You know, so, like, if I'm spitting shit, I'm a turn. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I see greats do that, so I practice that and try to do the same thing. Like, my own way, of course. So.
A little competitive.
Yeah, for sure. We all competitive. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody up there is dogs. So, you know, you want to make sure you come with that shit. Chris a dog, Suave, mm-hmm. Ray. Me and Ray been locked in for a minute, and, like, I done worked with that nigga a dog. So it's like Marco, dog, Ruben, everybody's a dog. So it's like you really want to make sure you, like, you know.
Okay, I have two questions about that cipher. Sorry.
Yeah, go for it.
No, I just wanted to know, like, going into it, because I produce ciphers.
Okay.
So, in my mind, this is a lot of pressure for me, mm-hmm. but I'm not writing nothing.
Yeah,
I'm not
yeah.
rapping at all, you know?
Yeah.
So I always wonder, like, as an MC, what is the pressure like going into a cypher knowing that it's a bunch of dogs, like you just said?
I ain't gonna say it's not pressure. I didn't really feel pressure by that. It's just, you know, making sure that... It's making sure that everybody, like, you stand out amongst the pack. Mm-hmm. Everybody gonna have their favorites. So you, as long as you somebody favorite, I feel like you gonna be straight. Cause mm-hmm. like at that point you comparing, not to put niggas there, but like I see it for niggas like Jordan, Michael Jordan, Kobe, and you know LeBron. Is at that point you just comparing like who's your favorite 10.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So that's how I approach it. Like they gonna think Ray a 10, they gonna think me a 10, whoever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so. I'm competitive, but I ain't scared.
Did you, going into the cypher, did you know who was all going to participate?
Mm-hmm.
Did you have any thoughts like, okay, he might, like, who was that thought about?
What?
Who was that, did you have that thought, one, and then two, if you did have that thought, like, okay, he might come with it, like, he might bring.
Oh, I felt like
just
that.
Pick one or two.
One? All right, but I got to tell you why.
Okay, it's all good.
Ray, right?
Yeah.
And the reason, but no. But like, cause like. Ray, my nigga. Like,
yeah.
Like, we've been locked there for like 4 or 5 years now. So like, I fuck with Ray. But I once we all got like, yo, we doing the cypher, woo-woo, I'm like, damn, someone, you know, love the dot, but it's like, someone gonna have the Kendrick moment. Damn, someone gonna do the, nigga, oh, y'all niggas suck.
I'm like, Ray
might do that.
But that's why I mentioned you turning around and rapping to niggas because it was direct, you know?
Yeah, like, for sure. Yeah,
Not no disrespect. No, just letting them know, I'm here.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. Of course. But if anybody, I felt like, all right, let me make sure I got my gun bars together and stuff. I was like, all right, Ray gonna be there. Let me do that.
Did you change anything?
Mm-mm.
You didn't change nothing. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Did you want to change anything?
Nah, I don't like to do that. Like, I was confident in what I had to say, mm-hmm. and I know what I said was crazy. So, you know, if people like it, people don't. But I knew what I said was dope. So,
who had the verse that you was like, damn, this nigga cook?
Actually, you want to know what's crazy? My boy Marlon Craft.
Yeah.
He went crazy. I really, really enjoyed his verse.
Okay. Outside of the obvious, why do people not take Craft serious?
I don't know. To be honest, I don't know. I can't even say it.
Because I've heard his name come up before, but then people do kind of like take it like a little light.
If I'm being honest with you, I think there's just like a subsector of hip hop that kind of ignores all of us because we like the smooth, more traditional, you know what I'm saying, approach. And I think, if anything, that's probably why niggas get overlooked. But Kraft is dope.
Yeah,
he's dope.
And then also, I'm going to move off the side, but I want to get your perspective. Speak, because you brought up Kraft.
Mm-hmm.
Is it, you know how people say, like, well, they've said it to our sisters and our moms, like, you're attractive for a black girl or attractive for...
like, is he nice for a white guy?
Right. But is also, how do you feel about that?
I don't like it when people do it. I get why people do it, but I never liked it.
Why do you think people do it?
Because it's not what the norm or the standard is, right? For example, when they talk about black women, I think black women is God. I think black women the most beautiful women on earth, especially dark-skinned women, right? Unfortunately, the societal standard is, oh, if you fair skin or white or whatever, you are beautiful. So if you are dark-skinned and beautiful, it's like, for a black girl, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying?
There's a catalyst.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I think that's an issue. But when it comes to, like, artists, I understand the stigma on white rappers, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But white dudes be nice, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't front on them just because they white, you know what I'm saying? And I think Marlon's one of them. You know, that's why people loved and cherished Mac Miller the way they do and M, you know, because they nice. And, like, I think it is backhanded when you, like, you nice for this. You know what I'm saying? Like, just get a credit where it's due. I understand why you would say it, but just let him have it. He nice.
You had a nepotism bar.
Yeah.
And I've been getting into it with my parents these days because I'm not a product of nepotism. Okay. I should have been.
Okay.
What are your thoughts just on that in general?
I love it. I respect it. You know what I'm saying? I think, especially as black people, I think we should enforce more.
Yes.
You know, bringing, you know, our own into the fold. I think that's important. Mm-hmm. For sure. Yeah.
When you said niggas got me fighting nepotism, what did that mean?
It's me responding to criticisms I've received. I'm not, like, related to, like, someone famous that could do something for me. This is awkward. But
you don't even got to finish.
Yeah. But
I don't want to do that.
Yeah, nah. But it's love. You know what I'm saying? I enjoy the people that I do get compared to, but it's also a battle for me because I'm trying to establish myself as myself.
Mm-hmm.
So that's me just addressing, like, I don't like it. Like, I'm kind of fighting against it because I'm my own man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's really what it was.
Was that bar picked up?
I think people picked it up, but I think I seen a lot of people thinking that I was related to, like, a Wayans brother or something, and that's why I was saying it. I'm like, nah, that's not what I was doing.
Oh, Wayans, bro.
Because I had a lot of Damon Wayans bars. Oh, I had a whole Damon Wayans scheme.
So you getting at the family in the scheme.
Not even that, but like...
No, I'm saying that was the perception.
That was the perception, yeah. Right. People thought I was like a Wayans brother.
It was the way you set it up.
Yeah. And I understood the confusion, but nah, it was just me addressing, like, the criticisms I received and, like, just saying, like, hey, I'm my own man.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Were you compared to somebody's son?
Son? Nah. Okay. Yeah.
So I know the origin story of the name. Mm-hmm. Obviously, that's not your government name.
Yeah.
I don't want to get rehashed that. But I do have a question because I did, like I said, I pay attention. Was Ben Riley your backup rap name?
Yeah.
Why,
it was going to be Peter Parker, but it was a DJ named Peter Parker.
It was a DJ named Peter Parker.
Yeah, yeah,
shout out to DJ Peter Parker.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you just, you hyper fixate on this Spider-Man shit.
Yeah, yeah, that's my thing. That's my thing. I got two Spider-Man tattoos.
For real?
Yeah, swear to God. I got the original panel of Great Power Comes Great Responsibility on my rib. And then I got, it's real fucked up. It's a bad tattoo. But I got Spider-Man swinging through
got
the city on my arm. Nah, I ain't never been to jail.
I'll fuck with you.
I ain't never been to jail.
Damn.
Yeah, that's crazy. I ain't never been caught for nothing. So, yeah.
Getting Spider-Man tatted in jail is crazy.
That's crazy.
That might not mean what you think it means.
Yeah, nah, hell nah. That is wild.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Professionally, was anybody telling you, like, in your ear saying that this is not a good idea to go with this rap name?
Nah. It's come up in conversation.
It's
come up in conversation, but we haven't ran into those issues yet.
Okay.
Oh, I see what you're talking
about. Yeah.
Because we was talking about it in group chat.
Yeah, where?
Yeah.
Like, oh, then they going to get sued. Nah.
No, I just didn't know who was coming today.
Oh.
So I'm like,
funny.
Oh, Spider-Man pulled, because we've been getting actors. I'm like, this the nigga from the Cypher. This not Spider-Man.
Yeah, that's so funny. That's hilarious.
Do you see yourself growing out of it or away from that?
From the superhero narrative? Yeah, for sure. Well, not out of it. Like, even currently, it's something I've been pushing, like, my entire career. So it's like, I don't want to get pigeonholed to the concept of, like, this nigga's like the, you know, the ghetto superhero type shit. I don't want to get pigeonholed to that concept. So, and it's more to me than just that.
Yeah.
But I'm always going to, like, enforce my love for comics. You know what I'm saying? But it's a lot to me, you know?
So. If you was a battle rapper, like, that would be such an easy scheme.
Yeah, I know.
To use against you.
Yeah, I know.
I saw you rock the cape.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember.
I did it a few times.
No, I know. But I'm just saying, I don't know what the correlation is.
So for me, I got the, like, when I do projects, I do characters, right? And like, my first project was called Freelance. My character was Red Bird. It was based off of Cardinal Bird. My second project was Freelance Charlie. It was still the Red Bird theme, but I gave him a name and called him Charlie. With this project, my character is Hero Man. And with Hero Man, I wanted to kind of, pun intended, because I mentioned his name in the cipher, but I kind of wanted to go like the blank man approach. Like, almost like, you know, throw some jeans on, throw a white tee, make it look like any nigga could be a hero. And that was my idea.
That was idea.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
I appreciate your attention to detail, and even at the way you do songs and, like, concepts and things like that. You got the music video, Don't Lose the Plot, where it's the MTV setup. Like, even the way that the title is at the bottom in the first few seconds of the video, and then it transitions into 106 in Park.
Yeah.
Is that all you creatively, or
for
is
sure
that
well
team?
So I come up with a lot of my concepts. Me and my director Jacob Rink, shout out Jay Rink. A lot of times I write the treatment first. I'm like, okay, I want to do this. Because I pull references from a lot of things. I love, like, old school photography, so like Gordon Parks, Andy Warhol. I like to pull from, like, just real cool art. Like, I don't know. I go to galleries and museums, and I look at pictures, and I'm like, yo, that would be crazy if a nigga was rapping in that setting. Or, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I do stuff like that a lot, and I'll come up with a concept and how I want things to, like, transition between scenes and all types of, like CGI if necessary. And then I'll tell, like, I'll shoot with my director, and then me and him will, like, edit together and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, Yeah, when it comes to, like, just a lot of my ideas, for the most part, is, like, me sitting down and really, like, spending hours on it.
Because
when I write songs, that's, like, two things I think about, is how I perform it and how I shoot videos for it.
A lot of artists aren't spending too much time on it. It's just, like, they homies standing behind them while they're in front of a car rapping.
Yeah, that's boring,
but
though.
But that video is just so nostalgic to me because the All White, which was, like, the, like, Carl Thomas, LL Cool J type of vibe back in the day. But then even when it switches to the 106 in Park style, it reminded me of the Sean Paul video.
Yeah, exactly.
I forget the name of it, but with the
I think it's not Give Me the Light.
It was Sasha.
Get Busy.
It's not Get Busy.
I'm still in love.
Oh, still
yeah. With you. Yeah.
That's how the like the color scheme.
That was one of my
like
references
that.
For sure. That was one of my references.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
That and Frontin' with Jay-Z and Pharrell.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You rapped over that one too.
I did. Yep.
So I know you have, like, cross pollination between the South and New York, right?
Yeah, yep.
Is Change Clothes really frowned upon in New York? Like, is it really not one of them records?
I'm of the younger persuasion. Like, I'm younger, so I don't know, like, maybe what the older crowd it was, but I know people around my age, we really like when Jay-Z and Pharrell get together And I think, like, I know growing up, Chains Clothes was the shit.
Right.
So, like,
okay.
What is it, the R&B rap thing?
It's probably the R&B shit, because, like, that's also a thing, too.
I feel like we was influenced by that.
Hell yeah.
People just, they have this adverse reaction to change. They wish Change Clothes never existed.
That's crazy. I didn't know that.
The older generation probably.
Yeah, my generation, they just do not fuck with Change Clothes.
That's crazy, because, like, I get it, though.
Why?
Because especially when it comes to New York hip-hop, a lot of people only like it when you stick to the streets. Straight up.
They just want to hear raw.
They want to hear raw shit. They like it when Hov talk about drugs. You know what I'm saying? And not, like, shorties. So, like, yeah. I get it. I definitely understand it. That's why, like, you know, niggas like Bean, like...
It's gully, it's grimy,
yeah. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's gutter, so it's like, I get why people prefer that, but, like, I like that shit. I like both.
As a New York native, do you guys assume that our streets are like our movies the way we assume y'all streets is like y'all movies?
I definitely assume that. When my first trip out here, I was like, damn, niggas gonna bang on me, goddamn, I'm gonna have to fight niggas, man. I'm like, shit. I my favorite color, red. I'm like, damn, I can't even.
Interesting.
Look, I'm like, damn, I can't even wear certain shit. Yeah.
Is there a movie for you that was just like the perfect? Marathon is cool. You gonna be good at marathon.
I hope so. Yo, recipes Nip. I love
you. Good
Nip,
with that hat on.
Yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Yeah. You good with that hat on for sure.
Yeah. You straight.
That's what they told me.
Both covered on that hat.
Yeah.
You know what
that's yeah. That's what they told me. They told me I couldn't wear the Yankees fitted. They said
who's they?
My LA friends.
Understood.
Oh, he tapped in with the other folks.
Yeah. I'm tapped in with a lot of folks. Yeah. But I've had conversations where it's like, okay, I can't wear this hat.
That's not the safest hat.
Yeah, I've been told.
It's the thing is, it's I don't want to get into that.
It depends on where you. You gotta know.
Yeah.
Okay. Nah, well, it's not a 100% ratio on that. It's really how you carry yourself and where you at and what you're doing.
It probably don't help that I'm wearing a blue dickie either.
It just you got a lot of shit going on.
Yeah. Like now that look at my shoes.
We both did the same.
You have to look at the nigga's shoes.
Hey, we both
you good.
What would have been the shoes?
If it was some Black Forces, yeah. I would have had to ask security to escort you.
Bro,
damn.
We both did at the same time.
Yeah, that was crazy. That was crazy.
We really from L.A. So.
Yeah, nah, I peed. The way y'all did that shit in town.
Nah, you good. You giving fly.
I appreciate it.
You giving fly. It's thank like you. Giving like you know,
gangster.
Oh, it's not, shit. It's not show.
Thank you.
But
that's the clip. They got the clip. They going to clip your
Is there like a specific movie that you think is like the perfect depiction of Los Angeles?
I don't know, cause I feel like there's different. Like I feel like y'all are multifaceted like area.
Yeah.
Like some days where honestly I feel like The Wood is probably a good one.
I think The Wood is a good one.
Yeah, cause you kind of get like the I don't want to say soft. Cause it is. Yeah, but like the softer side,
it is.
You get.
It is.
Then you get the hood shit.
It's different layers.
Yeah, I think
let the wood get you fucked up.
Oh no, hey, no. Trust me.
You're not saying nothing
Don't let the superhero shit confuse you.
you're not saying nothing wrong.
Yeah, for sure.
The wood is a light. Okay.
It's a lighter.
It's a lighter shade of
for sure.
Of what it
for
is.
For sure. Like growing up, I definitely thought it was boys in the hood, menace to society. You know what I'm saying? South Central, I thought it was that a lot. Mm-hmm. But just coming from where I come from, I understand that there's layers to cities. Like, every city's like an onion.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I come from Brownsville. That's one of the most dangerous cities in Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I understand, like, me coming from that, me what I'm interested in, mm-hmm. the type of people I grew up with, the type of people I'm still cool with from back home.
Yeah.
So it's like, I understand that I could be cool with a killer and be cool with a nerd or a skater or whatever. Like, it's different people mm-hmm. coming from the same environment.
The one thing that's unique about out here is that you'll be in somebody's section and you don't know. Like, yeah. I took when I was in New York, I went for this Red Bull Symphonic. They had a Sade perform. It was fire.
Okay.
And I just was exploring. Like, I stayed in Brooklyn. So I jumped in a cab and went to Brownsville. Like, I didn't know I was in Brownsville.
Right, yeah.
But I jumped in the Uber and I went to Brownsville. They had this spa over there. I was like, I'm finna go check out the spa. And I see how niggas come out here and just end up.
In the wrong, yeah, it's in the
shit.
Wrong area.
And
yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
Nigga, you was in Brownsville. I'm like, I was?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
But in other regions, you can tell when you're in the hood.
Yeah.
In L.A., it'd be palm trees and a $1.5 million house, but niggas in there with a cutlass and a chopper.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's something I noticed, too. Yeah. I was like, I forgot what area we went to, but we just ended up in an area, and I'm like, I heard this street name in a song before, and I'm like, it looked pretty okay. But again, looks can be deceiving.
It's layers.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. Yeah.
A lot of the hoods too are in middle class neighborhoods.
Yeah, yeah,
A lot of the hoods where they're. How do I say it?
Like sections?
Where a hood is.
Yeah, yeah, sections.
Like,
yeah,
it's a middle class. It's a real expensive houses over there. Yeah. But it's, you know, it's somebody hood.
There, I remember you talking about writing. Mm-hmm. And basically, you write for others. And you say you don't want to speak on that.
I've written it before.
You've
yeah.
written for other yeah. artists.
And you don't want to speak on it.
Yeah, yeah, he don't even want to talk about it. I'm yeah. not going to do that. Not going to go there.
Yeah.
But you also said you're not open to people writing for you.
No.
Okay. Is there hypocrisy in that? Or
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Uh-uh.
Okay, can because you elaborate?
Like, well, maybe there is, but to
it's justified.
Might be justified.
Because
but.
I believe as an artist, as a hip-hop artist, what comes out my mouth should be from me. It should be from the source. I couldn't see myself being comfortable spitting someone else's story. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I would never feel comfortable someone orchestrating my story for me, and then I'm rapping that. That just don't feel right. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? But I also understand the other aspect of it, where it's like someone might like how you put piece words together or how your cadence to shit. Mm-hmm. So it's like I get why someone would tap me and be like, bro, like I like how you approach beats like this. Like, mm-hmm. can you fuck with me? It's happened. You know what I'm saying? I've never had that someone do that for me because, like, I don't know. I'm a little too prideful.
Is there so? We interviewed Partisan Fontaine,
where.
Who's notoriously written for
sure.
whoever you could think, whoever yeah, yeah. you want to name, right?
Yeah, he's dope.
And I asked him straight up, can you be considered a GOAT if you don't write your rhymes? So now I'm asking Ben Riley the same question.
It's interesting because, like, there are.
He said no. I'll tell you straight.
I'm going to say no, but I also have people that I'm like, dang, like, they one of the greatest, and they get written for sure.
Yeah.
Well, that's artistry, not
artistry. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah. As a straight up like MC, no.
Okay.
As an MC, no. But as an artist, like I ain't tripping on you like that.
Have you ever been in a situation where someone did lend you a hook or an idea? Or,
yeah.
Is that not the same thing?
I did a camp and someone, it was a miscommunication thing, and I thought I was arriving to the camp to like just work on shit, but someone tried to write some shit for me, and I was like, I'll throw a verse on here, nigga. You're not writing for me. I'll throw a verse after you, whatever you did. But
is that awkward?
Nah, I'm not finna let nobody play with me. Yeah. Like, so it's like, so it's like, it's like, if that's something, if that's the concession, I'm gonna go in there. Cause one, not only that, it's like, people would think that I'm gonna rap on some shit, and that's not how I approach some shit any fucking way. Mm-hmm. So it's like, that's how you rapping. I'm gonna show you what I would do to this shit. Mm-hmm. So yeah, no. That ain't my vibe.
That, has there ever been a verse or a song that you wished was yours?
Yeah, there's been a couple. There's been a couple for sure.
Yeah. What's like
I'm
a like, big
where
one?
I'm like, damn, I wish I would have wrote that. What's a big one? That's a good one. Recently, I really, really like the ASAP and Brent joint.
ASAP
and
Brent.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I'm like, damn, I wish I would have came up with that. I really like how they approached that. That was really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I have that artistic, not envy, but like that artistic, like, damn, I let a nigga beat me to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Concept? Like Simba just did the one with when he was going at J. Cole, but then J. Cole did one on his album where he was talking about hip hop
mm-hmm.
was manifested into a woman.
Yeah.
And he was chasing the woman in New York.
Yeah.
I thought that was fucking fire.
I love that. Yeah, yeah. I love that. I thought that was really cool. I liked it when Simba did it. I liked the, what was it, like, my father? My father,
called,
figure.
Father figure.
Father figure, yeah. And then, like, Dot did Gloria. I like it when rappers, like, personify hip hop. I think that's, like, super beautiful because, like, our culture is, like, it's so much to our culture that you could really, like, make it a person.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So there has been concepts where I'm like, damn, they beat me to it. But
like something you already had in the tuck and mm-hmm. you just been holding on mm-hmm. to. Got it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been a few.
What were you doing before music?
Music. So I started. What do you mean first?
Whatever you was about to say.
he was about to cap. He was like, you know what? Let me clarify.
So I started like recreationally or in practice or as a hobby. I started rapping at like 15.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And then when I graduated high school, that's when I like really invested in myself. I got a job or whatever, and I like I spend my paycheck every time on like some new equipment.
What was your first job?
I was a busboy. Yeah, I was cleaning up tables and shit. And then I got fired from that job, trying to take my SATs. Yeah.
You got fired for trying to take your SATs?
Mm-hmm.
Did you pass?
He didn't have no PT.
Well, you don't really fail the SAT, do you?
Well, it's average below average. And
I did slightly above average, but I didn't even really like finish college. I went to a community college. Mm-hmm. I kind of like, to be honest, like I'm smart, I'm bright, but I get bored with school.
Yeah.
And like, I kind of started fucking off a lot. Like I like girls, so I got distracted real easy. You know what I'm saying? And unfortunately, but yeah, but I take the music really seriously. So up until 2021, I dropped my first project. 2022, that project kind of like went viral, and it allowed me to be able to quit my job. At the time, I was bartending. Yeah, I was bartending. And
Did you expect what's it called, Maytag?
Yeah.
Did you expect that to go so crazy?
No.
1.4 million that, views right now
on the video. Yes. Yeah. The song itself is over 60 million plays.
Ooh.
Talk your shit.
Congratulations.
Appreciate it. But I locally it was already doing well. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like I live in Atlanta, so locally in Atlanta, everybody was like, "Oh, that's the nigga with the." But once that shit, it was my first TikTok I posted and everything,
mm-hmm.
and it went insane.
So you benefited from 4 years ago. What is that? 22?
Mm-hmm.
22. Did it come out in 22 or 21?
It came out of 21. And then like 6 months later, it went up.
You benefited in the pandemic.
Yeah. Yep, you can say that.
Because for a lot of artists, yep. It happened in reverse.
Yes, because my first trip out here, I had to show my vaccine card and all that.
Yeah.
So it was during the pandemic still. Yep.
I got some nerd questions I want to ask you. But then also, I know the fans want to know about music dropping, because you dropped your album, I think, in November.
Yes, sir.
And I know you probably one of them ones who you work on your shit and it's coming
mm-hmm.
expeditiously.
Yeah. So, with that project, right, I talked about a lot of super personal stuff. I talk about my daddy issues. I talk about the time I got stabbed. I talk about my mom. I talk about a lot of stuff. So it took me a long time to really craft that project. With this next project, I'm like, I kind of want to like, obviously, I'm always going to be a little conceptual because that's just how my mind works. But I want to come back soon, and I want to take advantage of like all the things that are happening and will happen this year.
It's coming. You think we'll get it before?
I can't say all that.
Okay.
I can't say all that.
We get it before Avengers Doomsday.
I would hope so.
Okay.
Yeah, I would hope so.
Well, we get it before Spider-Man.
I would hope so as well, because what's that, July?
Yes.
I would hope so.
Now I'm talking to MCU terms.
I don't know what y'all talking about. Yeah. But we'll see. But I'm definitely I'm actively working on my next project.
So we'll get it in the spring. New Ben Reilly in the spring.
He keep going higher. That's spring next month.
Nigga, you said before July. That's summer.
I don't know yet. I can't put a date on it. But I am actively working. I got a lot of cool ideas, just concepts that I really want to see out. So
during your writing process, is it ever any resistance to be so transparent about your family and things that you've gone through?
There has been. For example, like the song about my father, that song is specifically about my father figures. It's about my stepfather, my mom's ex-fiance, and then my actual father. And for me, it's because I'm a very private person. You know what I'm saying? I don't like to talk about my life like that unless I really know you.
Mm-hmm.
So for me to do that, but I also had the understanding that like in order for people to really feel like they can connect to me, I got to talk about stuff that I feel like
they can relate to.
Yeah, exactly. And like that was something tough for me. And like since then, there's been a lot of people like, yo, bro, like I had that same experience.
Yeah.
And like as unfortunate and like disheartening as it is that we have that shared experience, it also makes me feel less alone.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that it probably works like that for other people as well. But I think it's important for me to do that, you know?
So, a couple of nerd questions for you tonight. We'll let you go.
For sure.
So, Spider-Man,
uh-huh.
Best villain in the Spider-Man universe.
Green Goblin.
Why?
That nigga's, what? Green Goblin's an asshole. And like.
So it's Kingpin.
Kingpin is great, too. Kingpin is amazing. I love Kingpin. I love Wilson Fisk. But Norman Osborn, Green Goblin, that's. He really, really knows how to fuck up a life. And I love it when you put my hero through the worst of the worst.
Okay.
And he still prevails.
All
right. I love Green Goblin.
Best and worst Spider-Man actor to play Spider-Man.
Shit, boy. I think Andrew Garfield is the best. Toby got my favorite movies, but I think he's technically the worst. And, like, I mean, again, we argue in Jordan, LeBron, and
that's fine.
Kobe.
I'm just wanting to hear your perspective.
Yeah, I'll put Toby at the bottom acting wise, because I feel like per the script, they didn't really give him a lot to do as Spider-Man.
Yeah, I feel you.
Yeah.
And then pick a superpower for yourself. In real life, you get this superpower and you can use it at your discretion. You get one, though.
One? Teleportation. I really, really just like the idea of the convenience.
Just to be able to, I'm going to New York, or I'm going to Denver.
Yeah, you don't got to pay for a plane ticket. You know what I'm saying?
But you can get them sky miles, though.
Word.
I'm just saying.
I can't argue with that.
Yeah. All right.
What would yours be?
What, superpower?
Yeah.
Probably teleportation.
Exactly. That convenient. What about you?
Invisible.
She want to get little. She turned her phone off on us and all kind of shit.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. I want to slap it still. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I ain't mad at that. Invisibility is fire too.
Okay. All right. So you got someone? Okay.
Yeah.
So look, thank you for coming through.
Thank you for having me.
We'll get the Ben Reilly Project before June. you heard it here first.
When it drop, you got to come up here and rap.
I will. Okay. I will. Whenever I drop something again, I'll come up here and rap. I want to see you stand on that chair. So.
Okay. That's a good goal to have. Yeah. A lot of niggas had that goal and didn't.
Yeah, didn't do it.
We didn't deliver.
We don't really do that.
Yeah.
So it got to be like that.
I think I'm capable.
I think you're capable too.
For sure.
Well, thank you for coming through, bro. You're welcome to come back when you drop that project before June. Ben Reilly is here. It's effective immediately.